Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. One of four new LPGA tournaments is taking place as we speak. The Mizuho America's Open at Liberty National in Jersey City, New Jersey. You heard me talking about it last Sunday on this show with the host of the tournament, LPGA superstar Michelle Wee West. Well, joining me now is their tournament director, Kayla Roberts. Hey, Kayla, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. And how's the week going for you?
Oh, Anne, this week has just been, I think, picture perfect for us. It's our first year, the inaugural year of the Mizuho America's Open, and we really couldn't have asked for a better week, and we're gearing up to get our final round started here in just a little bit.
What has been your own personal highlight this week?
Oh, I think there's too many to count. I think for me, this event is, it's a groundbreaking format with the juniors playing, teeing it up inside the ropes with the pros. And yesterday they got to play in the same pairings as the pros. And I think watching these girls get to play alongside their heroes for 18 holes was extremely special. And they'll get to do it again today.
I know there are, 24 AJGA juniors who are playing alongside the pros. And I know they're playing, a Stapleford competition. But what a great experience for these amateurs. Whose idea was it to bring the amateurs on with the professionals?
Absolutely. It's an amazing experience for these girls. They are the future of this game. So to give them this opportunity is just extremely special. And it really came together on all sides, with Mizuho Americas really leading the charge as our title sponsor, along with Liberty National as our host venue, and Michelle Wee West, who I know you talked to last week. Really everyone coming together and wanting to do something different and really change the game and grow the game.
And I love how the accommodations are paid for and the players are enjoying that scenic boat ride from Lower Manhattan over to Liberty National. It's just a very unique tournament. The women have to be ecstatic about it.
Absolutely. That has been all of the buzz this week. All Mizuho America's put all of the players up in downtown Manhattan, and I think they have the best commute in the world to work every morning. Not only do they have the best job in the world getting to compete, but this week specifically, getting to take the ferry past the Statue of Liberty right to the doorsteps of such an iconic venue in Liberty National. I think this has quickly become a player favorite on the LPGA Tour.
And talk about storylines. I mean, you can't say enough about Rose Zhang, who has won everything you can win in the amateur ranks. You know, she just won her second straight NCAA championship with Stanford. This is her first professional tournament, and what a start. I mean, what a great storyline for this tournament.
You really can't make this up. You asked, about the special moments earlier and the picture-perfect week we had, and that's just adding to it. Going into the final round in her professional debut with a two-stroke lead is, a storybook line. You just, it's going to be a great week. It's already been a great week, and to have Rose leading this, I think we've had a ton of fans come out over the past few days, and Rose has a new fan club following her around this week from New York City. It's been really exciting to watch.
She shot a 66 yesterday. She's at 11 under. She has that two-shot lead. She hit 12 of 14 fairways yesterday, 15 of 18 greens, only 28 putts. I mean, it's so amazing to watch her. I mean, she's in, regulation. She's on the fairway, off the tee, all the time. Her approach shots are so accurate, and she's just very, for her, she's 20 years old. She's so calm and so collected. This is her, pro debut, but it looks like she's been doing this forever, doesn't it?
Absolutely. She looks like she's been out here for years. You can definitely tell that Rose was made to be a superstar. And as mentioned, just calm, cool, and collected. She's making history out here, and it's really exciting for her to be able to do this at the Mizuho America's Open at Liberty National. It's a really special week for her.
And in 2019, she was the AJGA the Rolex Junior Player of the Year. So there's a lot of tie-ins there.
Yes, very, very full circle for Rose this week. Liberty National also announced that they'll be supporting the AJGA's financial aid program called the ACE Grant. It's now the Liberty National ACE Grant. And Rose was a recipient of that for many, many years. So it's a really special week on all parts with Rose leading this and having that AJGA tie-in as not only an ACE Grant recipient, but also with an incredible, incredible history of play on the AJGA.
And I know Paul Fireman, the former CEO of Reebok, he's the co-founder with the son of Liberty National. He and his wife, Phyllis, helped organize that Liberty National ACE Grant to support the AJGA, supporting youth golf initiatives, really making the sport more accessible to young people, which is so important, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's grants like that, and it's you know, people like Phyllis and Paul that really change everyone's life. I mean, golf isn't necessarily the most accessible sport, and with the support of the Fireman family and making it more accessible, it'll open a lot of doors for a lot of young people, and hopefully for a lot of young girls, that'll one day be the future of this game.
Now, Kayla, I know what, you're in your late 20s, right?
Yep, that is correct.
You were a college intern at the American Junior Golf Association, what, less than 8 years ago? I read that. It's incredible.
Yes, that's right.
Talk about that rapid rise, you know, from an intern to tournament director of an LPGA Tour event in what, less than 8 years?
Yeah, it's been really exciting, a very full circle week for me. I ran AJGA events for about 6 years before moving over to Excel Sports and now running the Mizuho Americas Open on the LPGA. A lot of hard work, but it's been, you know, it's been really fun. And I'm really excited to be here. I think it's important for, you know, not only the game of golf, but, you know, those coming up behind me on the professional side as well, just to, you know, keep knocking down the doors and paving the way for the future.
What do you think has been the key to your success so far?
I think in golf, it's, you know, all about working hard and networking as well. And I've been fortunate enough to have such a great network through the AJGA that opened a lot of doors for me and introduced me to a lot of the right people.
And I know weren't you the tournament director for the first LPGA Kroger Queen City Championship in Cincinnati?
I was on the team for that event as well last year in Cincinnati, which was very exciting as well.
Right. So that's great experience. So it looks like you got in very quickly, and obviously we're showcasing your skills, did a great job. And now you're the tournament director of this really exciting LPGA Tour event. Will this be going on every year at Liberty National this time of year?
Yes. So we have the next 3 years. This is our first of 3 years, and hopefully many more to come after that. Taking place in the May-June timeframe in 2024 and 2025 as well.
Well, you know, it's so exciting because there's so much going on LPGA tournament-wise in New Jersey. We just had the LPGA Cognizant Founders Cup in Clifton, New Jersey. And we're coming up on the ShopRite Classic in Galloway, New Jersey. Then we have the Women's PGA Championship at Baltusrol. It's a very exciting time for women's golf in this area.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, four events in one of the most crowded markets in the world is a lot, but that hasn't stopped the fans from showing up this week. We've had great crowds here, great support out here this week, and we're really excited to just continue to bring more golf to the state of New Jersey and New York City as well.
Now, the prize money is $2.75 million, and that's really comparable to prize money at a major championship. So, you know, the key is finding the right sponsor and getting that commitment from the sponsor. Talk a little bit about Mizuho, because I read it's a financial institution that combines Japanese culture and American talent. But, boy, what a great commitment from them for this, for their first LPGA Tour event.
Absolutely. Mizuho Americas has been an amazing title sponsor. You would never know that this is one of their first sports sponsorships. They've dove headfirst into this event, not only as mentioned with the purse, but they've also added on to that by covering all of the players' accommodations in downtown Manhattan. They're very focused and aware of the player experience on the LPGA, and they really want to change that and put the players first. You know, as we know, these players are on the road week after week after week, and if they're not making cuts, they're not, you know, making money. And so for Mizuho to really raise the bar and cover these players' hotel rooms, nonetheless, in New York City, has been truly amazing.
Well, you can't ask for anything more. I mean, that's just incredible from the sponsor. And well, I read where you come from a family of golfers, but you didn't play. Is that right?
No, I didn't play. As you mentioned earlier, I did an internship in college in golf, and it's kind of been history since then. But it's been really fun. My dad actually flew up from Charlotte and is out here volunteering this week as well as my uncle. So really a family affair out here.
So you're surrounded by these top women players in the game. You have to pick up the game, Kayla. You have to start playing, right?
I do. I play now. We'll have to go out and play soon.
I'm telling you, I mean, to have all those people around you. And what have you learned this week? You know, you're around the top players on the LPGA, these sponsors. You know, you're leading this team who runs the tournament. What have you learned about yourself, and what lessons can you take from this?
Yeah, I think this has just been overall a really special week, and it's been extremely nice, and feels really great to just watch all of my hard work, all of my team's hard work, everyone that, you know, it takes to put an event on like this come together in such an amazing way. And, you know, as mentioned, we'll be here for the next 3 years, and really just already looking to the future. You know, tomorrow we'll start planning for 2024 to make it even bigger and even better. And it's just been such a special experience to do that.
And so what's next for you? I mean, will you focus now on this event year round, or will you have some other projects as well?
Yep. So I'm based out of here in New York. So this will be my event moving forward. And with Excel, we also run the Made for TV event, The Match, as well as a few other events. And the Kroger Queen City Championship presented by P&G. So we'll be out there in September in Cincinnati.
Well, you have a lot on your plate. Very exciting. And I wish you all the best. Continued success. You can watch the final round of the Mizuho Americas on Peacock and then on the Golf Channel this afternoon, right?
Absolutely. And we just received extended coverage. So we'll be on from 3:30 to 7:30. So really excited to have additional coverage to showcase these girls.
I can't take my eye off the TV watching these. These women are so good, and it's so exciting, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Rose can hang on and pull off her first win as a professional. What a great storyline for the tournament. Kayla, thanks so much, and continued success.
Thanks, Anne. Have a good one.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.